You by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours, and it's time for the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Nusfaz urges farmers to wait for FRA price announcement amidst low maize prices offered by briefcase buyers. UPND predicts easy win in 2026 elections. Hamas official says it rejects new U.S. Gaza ceasefire plan backed by Israel. To present the news, I'm Lucibello Gondwe. The National Union of Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia, NUSFAS, has disclosed that small-scale farmers are currently losing out by selling their maize at approximately 100 kwacha per 50-kilogram bag, despite the previous maize marketing season seeing the commodity fetch over 320 kwacha. NUSFAS Executive Director Ebony Lolosi has since advised farmers to exercise patience and wait for the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to announce the official maize buying price, which may be more favorable, rather than rushing to sell to private briefcase buyers. Mr. Lolosi has attributed the delay in the FRA's announcement to the high moisture content in the current maize harvest, which stands at around 16% above the recommended 12%. Regarding the new digital payment system introduced by FRA to complement existing payment methods, Mr. Lolosi has urged government to remain vigilant about potential challenges such as scammers and the digital divide, which could disadvantage many small-scale farmers. He has emphasized the need for the new system to be secure and inclusive, while acknowledging the potential benefits of the digital system, such as reducing long queues at banks, requiring proactive measures to ensure a smooth transition, and to protect farmers from potential pitfalls. The ruling UPND has accused opposition political parties of clinging to divisive and hateful politics despite the evident national progress under the current government. UPND spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has told Phoenix News that with such a mindset and the lack of a credible alternative vision to improve the lives of citizens, the 2026 elections will be a walkover for President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Mwetwa claims voters recognize government's achievements in free education, mining revitalization, and public service reforms, while opposition agendas remain self-serving, arguing that continued emphasis on partisan name-calling and personal attacks distances opposition leaders from pressing development challenges. However, he has cautioned UPND officials to avoid overreacting emotionally, warning that premature celebrations and overconfidence could distract the party from its focus on serving citizens and weaken its position as the elections approach.
For 2026, we think that we should not be campaigning too much. You know, these campaigns bring national cause, you know, emotions unnecessary. For 2026, let our emotions just leave HA to continue by voting for him. Then we'll talk about 2021. Unless for purposes of exemplifying that we are a democracy, not that they can win. Nothing. Who could it? There is no opposition. That is just fake. Because they are still living in the past. They are living in the glory of politics of name calling, politics of noise making, vuvuzela kind of politics that whoever makes the loudest noise is the leader.
Policy analyst Dr. Kelvin Chibomba is calling for a shift from the single-digit inflation target and prioritizing strategies that stabilize the cost of living for Zambian households. Commenting on the recent estimates by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, which showed that 11,272 kwacha is needed to cover the basic food and nutrition costs for a family of five in Lusaka, Dr. Chibomba has pointed out that official inflation figures often fail to reflect the true financial strain on household budgets. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chibomba has acknowledged that while Zambia is expected to see a bumper harvest, prices for many staple food items may temporarily decrease, but emphasized the need for sustainable solutions that ensure long-term affordability. Mr. Chibomba proposed that the government implement targeted support programs, store grain for emergency situations, and regulate markets to keep staple food prices stable. He has also warned that excessive food exports could lead to shortages and urged for stronger measures to protect the welfare of citizens. On Wednesday this week, the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket for the month of May 2025 stood at 11,272 kwacha and 97 ngwe, showing an increase of 571 kwacha and 84 ngwe compared to the same period last year. And the change mainly is due to fluctuations in the prices of essential seasonal food items such as vegetables and fruits.
It can be very prudent for us as a nation to guard on certain, you know, foods in as far as the open markets are concerned, because farmers want to sell. They are looking at the aspects of the food in terms of them going bad, but at the same hand we need to ensure that we guard on certain commodities such as maize, because if you left unchecked, then our farmers will sell even to beyond borders. So ensure that we have got these medium and long term plans that will sustain prices for certain commodities.
Opposition Patriotic Front acting president Given Luvinda says unless compelling reasons emerge, the Tonse Alliance will continue using the National Congress Party NCP as a ticket in every election held. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Luvinda explains that there's nothing sinister with the alliance using the NCP as a ticket on the election, as has been the case in past by-elections. He says the alliance is in agreement that for the time being it will continue using the NCP ticket to participate in elections until such time when it is not deemed fit, as was the case during the Pambashe by-election, where the alliance used the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD. However, Mr. Luvinda states that the alliance will use the Socialist Party in the Milenge Ward by-election.
We agree that for the time being we shall use the NCP ticket. There is no reason for us to change to another political party. Remember that there were compelling reasons in Pambashe. Instead of the NCP ticket, we used the FDD ticket. So it's not as though we are being dogmatic and that this is cast in concrete. But the point is that unless they are compelling reasons to continue to be consistent by using the NCP ticket. Now, in Congo, for example, we're using the NCP ticket, but in Milenge, we have agreed that our colleagues, the Socialist Party, are going to field using the Socialist Party. But the candidate there is not a Socialist Party candidate.
In global news, a senior Hamas official has told the BBC that the Palestinian armed group will reject the latest U.S. proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. The White House said on Thursday that Israel had signed off on U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff's plan and that it was waiting for a formal response from Hamas. Israeli media cited Israeli officials as saying it would see Hamas hand over 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 dead hostages in two phases in exchange for a 60-day ceasefire and the release of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. The Hamas official said the proposal did not satisfy core demands, including an end